Okay, Kate Conrad.
I'm here.
David Van Allen.
Here.
Lynn Oken.
Here.
Maria Moore.
Here.
Ann Johnson. Jonathan Berger. Elizabeth Rhodes Reed.
Here.
John Suka. Looks like he's just joining.
Oh, good.
And Julie Stowe.
Here.
And Sylvia, before we proceed with the minutes, do we want to put the introductions in after the minutes? Does that seem like appropriate time? Hopefully we'll have everybody who's coming here by then.
Yeah, that works. Julie, for your benefit, we just start off each meeting by voting to approve the minutes. So we'll do that now. And this is also the time where if I miss something in the minutes, everyone will let me know and I'll get it fixed.
Great.
All right. So did everybody have a chance to review? Do we have any edits or changes to the minutes?
No.
I actually have one, Sylvia, which was item number two under the master planning item, the need to address underserved communities or special populations to remove barriers to those populations. I think we talked a little bit about that. It was, you know, right at the end of the meeting.
Okay. Yeah, I'll add that to kind of that bullet pointed list.
Perfect. That's the only thing I see. Anything else from others?
No.
No.
Okay. Do we have a move to approve?
I'll move to approve.
Thank you, John. A second?
Second.
A second motion.
Maria seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? There are no opposed. The minutes are approved. All right. Okay. Shall we do some introductions?
Yeah. So
maybe we should stop. Let's stop screen sharing while we do the introductions. I think it's easier to see people if you don't mind, Sylvia.
For sure.
Thank you.
So Julie is the new member of this group. So we're now back up to a full 9-member commission.
Okay.
And Jesse, thanks for joining us. We're going to do kind of a quick round of introductions first, since we have a new member today, and then we'll move on to your item. Do we want to just kind of go around and introduce ourselves? Julie and I had a chance to meet, I think that was last week, and I caught her up on some of the background of this group, and I'm sure she'll get a lot more as our meetings continue. But yeah, just kind of a brief introduction. Kate, would you want to start since you're the chair?
Sure. I'm Kate Conrad. I'm the chair of the Visual Arts Commission, and I'm very excited to be starting my first meeting in my second term. So welcome, Julie. I'll pass to David, who's our vice chair.
I'm vice chair. I'm a retired art professor. I used to teach at Mount Mercy for about 30 years. I live in my photography studio in the Cherry Building. And I make photographic portraits using film-based photography.
So there's a couple ways.
What?
So can we get everybody who's not currently speaking to just go mute, please?
Okay.
And then I'll just go around the way people are seated on my screen and just call up people's names. So Lynn, you're up.
I'm Lynn Oken. I've been on this is my third term on the Visual Arts Commission, and I think I'm done in a year, so hope to get a lot done this year.
Thanks. Maria?
Hello, I'm Maria Moore. I
work at Kirkwood Community College in the international programs part of the college. I'm also an artist. I paint in oils, and I enjoy what we do in this committee. I hope you will as well.
Let's go to John next.
Hi, I'm John Sokup. This is my second term, and from Cedar Rapids, and I paint and do murals, things like that. It's nice to meet you, Julie.
And Elizabeth. Oh, you're on mute.
Okay, that's probably best. I was on mute. I'm Elizabeth Rose Reed, and this is still in my first term on the Visual Arts Commission, and I am a working artist.
And Julie, let's go to you now.
Sure. I'm so excited to be a part of this group, and I'm Julie Stowe. I'm Director of Meetings and Conferences for the Tourism Office. And I get the privilege of hosting visitors, doing site tours for meetings and conventions on a pretty regular basis. So the visual art that we have throughout our community usually plays a major part in that. So I have the gift of seeing people respond to a lot of our public art, which is an honor and exciting.
Thanks, Julie.
Yeah, welcome. We're glad to have you with us, and you bring a totally unique perspective to this group. So that's exciting to have you on board.
Oh, thank you.
All right, so shall we move forward? Do we have any public input today?
We do not have anyone signed up for public input. I will go through what was going to be a recommendation item that's actually removed from the agenda. I'll just give you a quick background on that, and then we can turn it over to Jesse with an update on downtown projects. So basically what this was is a group came to me, I believe, last week. It was actually one of the groups who submitted a proposal for the trail mural projects. It was Culture Incorporated, the one who submitted the Five Seasons concept, if you remember that. And they are looking to paint that mural on their own with their own resources and came to me looking for a potential site. They have a pretty tight timeline. They're looking for something that they can paint starting the last week of July through the first couple weeks of August. So there wasn't anything on city property that we could make work for them in that short time. So that's why it's removed as a recommendation item. I was hoping I could find something that would work, but that just didn't come together. But I thought I would still mention it just in case anyone in this group knows of an opportunity that they'd be able to pass along to that group. And also just as a heads up that they're looking to paint this relatively soon here, and it is going to be on private property. They still don't know where exactly yet, but if you see someone painting a mural, it may be this group. So that's basically what I have on that one. So we can move on to our update and discussion items. And Jesse, I'll turn it over to you. I do have that image that you shared this morning in a PowerPoint, but yeah, if you could just kind of give an overview of the art projects that you're working on this summer, that would be great.
Yeah, well, you know what? You got it up right there. So why don't we start there? Because, you know, to me, it's definitely the most exciting thing that we got in the hopper this year in terms of vibrancy and public art. And just as a reminder or a refresher for everybody that's been a while, in April of 2020, the Downtown District and Murals and More presented to this body. I think we had 12 different responses to our bid when we initially met. You know, this is a location right at Second Avenue, for your to kind of put it in your mind's eye. It's right between Bricks in Hazard County as you're walking along. It's the Second Avenue parking garage. And just to give everybody full context and backstory here, you know, we wanted to do something at this location that, you know, was really awe-inspiring. And initially we were kicking around the notion of, you know, how do we celebrate the flood control system and maybe, you know, our community pushing back against climate change and natural disasters. And when we kicked around that notion with the Downtown SMID Commission, it kind of pivoted. And there were a couple of commissioners like, you know what, what we're doing with the flood control and everything that's fantastic. It's great. But let's take this opportunity to do something that's a little more engaging, more exciting, more dynamic. And what more in the way of community development do we have than the ConnectCR project? So we left the RFP kind of open to the interpretation of the artists that submitted. And again, there were 12 or 13. With the notion that this would be the ConnectCR, the bridge in the lake, being something that inspires this piece of work. And we got a lot of really great responses. This was the one that was voted number one by the VAC for this location. The artist team is from Switzerland, and they're world renowned. You know, you can go to their website, thenevercrew.com. And you can kind of just glean from that just the kind of in-depth expertise and talent that these two have. And I think this is going to be the only, the third or fourth overall project they've done in all of North America. We actually had a staff member go out to Phoenix earlier this year for a trip, and they've done a project in downtown Phoenix, and she took a whole bunch of pictures just up close and personal. It's like, wow, these guys are fantastic. And we were thrilled that the VAC chose them through all the selections that we got back last spring. And, you know, we really, really, really wanted to do this last June. We thought there was a little bit of daylight there when, you know, there were still so many unknowns. But as you all know and are well aware, as we lived and breathed this for a year, that the pandemic did not recede, you know, after that first wave. And definitely weren't going to convince a couple world-renowned artists to come over from Switzerland to do a project in Cedar Rapids in the middle of a global pandemic. But that also gave us time. Their initial rendering is very similar to this, but, you know, their interpretation was more overall regionalism. And there was some images from Iowa City and some other places in the feedback that that this team gave to them following that meeting was this needs to focus on Cedar Rapids and especially our core districts, because that's what this is all about. And that's what ConnectCR is all about. So they did. This is the updated rendering. You can see Quaker Oats reflected there, Bruce Moore, Nubo City Market, an actual reflection of Second Avenue right there is the middle face of the crystal. And what I really like about it too is that the symbolism of the Los Rock and the Granite Rock that tie the overall image together, being a, you know, a symbol of Western and Eastern Iowa. So they've committed to coming over here October 9th, and they think it's going to be about a 2-week project to complete this. And, you know, I just view this as something that's going to be iconic for our community for so many reasons and years into the future. It is about equidistant from the lake to the bridge. It's right in the heart of downtown, and it sits right there in the middle of the trail. We're actually at work on really sprucing up that 4th Street Trail right now to make it even more, you know, just inviting and aesthetically pleasing. But we're super thrilled to have this kind of be the central piece of our overall, you know, public art, you know, strategic plan this year, just to add, you know, vibrancy and buzzworthy projects to the downtown. So thanks again for everybody that was a part of this. And I can kind of open it up to questions now. I know that like the one big takeaway from that meeting last April, when it was decided which one we were going to go with for that location, was to make it more, not more, but all, you know, Cedar Rapids centric and not regional, because, you know, that's what we wanted to capture with the spirit of the project. But this is their updated rendering, and they have their visa, all that stuff is taken care of. We already have a lift ready for them to go, and this will actually be the fourth of four projects that we're doing this year, and we think it will be by far and away the most, you know, the most buzzworthy and talked about, and you know, just attract people to the trail, attract people to downtown, and get people talking as you know, many of you are aware that the Connect CR project is really starting to take shape. You know, work started there at the lake, and it'll really ramp up this fall. And with the, if the ball bounces the right way a couple of times, hopefully work will start on the bridge as soon as next year. So I definitely wanted to shine a light on that to kick things off this afternoon.
Jesse, I'm not sure off the top of my head if this group actually voted to recommend this design at their meeting over a year ago. So we do have it on the agenda as a discussion item, but it might be a good idea to go ahead and do a vote for recommendation if the commission would like to do that, just to make sure that we've done that, because I can't remember if we formally did that or not back in April.
There was a formal vote. It's in the minutes.
Okay. I'm fairly certain. I was going to say, Jesse, I'm fairly certain that we did. I think there was no...
It got down to two at the final after we talked through it for about 45 minutes, this one and a group from Chicago, I believe. And there was a formal vote at that time with the caveat that the team that got selected would alter the image to focus on Cedar Rapids rather than it be regional.
Okay, great. Then no need to do a vote today, since technically the agenda says we shouldn't be voting. And since it's already been done, I think we're good on that.
I think it looks great.
Great.
Yeah, and we'll, one thing I failed to mention, we'll have this thing uplit and downlit, and like I said, we're doing a lot of work on that 4th Street Trail right now. If anybody wants to check that out when time permits, and I know Sylvia worked with the League of Lynn County Women Voters. There's a really neat sculpture that'll only be like a half a block from this. That's a really neat tribute to, you know, to 100 years of suffragette. So, you know, that's part of our action plan, is really spruce up that trail. And, you know, my ultimate goal, and not just me, but, you know, the Downtown Summit Commission and our staff here at the Economic Alliance, we really, really want to do our very best to make the in-between, you know, the in-between, if you will, of the lake and the bridge. If you think about those two pillars of this awesome community development project that's taken shape, we want that in between to be just as cool, just as buzzworthy, just as like invites folks to come from near and far as what the lake and the bridge will be. And we think this is going to be a great addition to that, you know, to that strategic plan.
So Jesse, any thoughts about putting up a camera record the team?
Thank you for bringing that up, Kate. Yeah, absolutely. I've been unsuccessful thus far, but it was the date draws near. I'll definitely, you know, put the pedal to the metal. But I will ask this group, if you have connections, just to get a really, you know, like a modernized stop motion camera that can record this, and we can make like a, you know, a 2-minute video of it start to finish. Because another thing that we're doing later this month on the Armstrong Center, I think I might have mentioned this last year. This was something that was we wanted to accomplish in 2020, but put on ice for obvious reasons. On the Armstrong Center at 3rd and 3rd, we're going to install a permanent structure that's going to house a high-tech projector that's going to spit out light art images and patterns onto the Armstrong building. And eventually what we wanted to do is also, you know, be the place where, you know, we'll show a Hawkeye football game in the evenings, or the ball drop in New York City on New Year's Eve, like a real event kind of thing. And this is just the perfect kind of, you know, we create a 2-3 minute video with a groovy music in the backdrop of these two artists starting from start to finish. It's just another excellent way to really hype that project too. So if anybody has connections into something like that, I haven't, like, you know, really hit the pavement hard with that yet. Like I said, they're not coming over till October, but, you know, I know that our friends over at Hazard County and a couple other locations, you know, privately owned, have told me that they would gladly allow us to install a camera that would be able to capture the work that the Never Crew is doing. So great question, Kate. And if you have connections there, please send them my way, because we don't want to just do this piece of art and it's there and it's great and everybody enjoys it. We want to like get everything we possibly can out of it. And, you know, from my, you know, limited experience now and in this role for a little over 3 years and, you know, looking through different, you know, ways to add vibrancy and public art to our downtown and to our core districts. Boy, I haven't crossed paths with anybody as just as, prolific and talented as these two guys from Switzerland. And I you know, I know the Murals and More is not on the call right now, but they were the, somehow they found out about this RFP. I give them all the credit in the world. And I think that, you know, as much as we promote local artists, and I'll get into that a little bit with our other projects, because that's super important too. You know, at the end of the day, Cedar Rapids is the second biggest city in Iowa. And I think that having that cosmopolitan international flavor adds to our district and adds to our community in a big way.
Well, and Jesse, we have a long history of supporting both local and much more artists from much further afield. So I don't feel any trepidation about inviting a Swiss team. I'm excited about this project. I don't know how other people feel. And I love what you guys, the changes that they made in the imagery. Mm-hmm. I think it reflects Cedar Rapids really well and so nicely done.
Yep.
Anybody else?
It also fits with our vision. I think it puts another piece in the puzzle of providing credibility to being the place for art in Iowa. I just think it's one more little thing that people would come and see.
What's the Mexican restaurant that's out of the attack? Are they members?
Yeah, we sent them, you know, not just the copy of the minutes, but all the notes that Nick Ludwig from Murals and More and I took that day, just to make sure they got the spirit of that meeting and really, because, you know, like they're overseas, right? And they got projects all over the world. But for them to really understand that, you know, like I think when they were interpreting it, that, like the Connect CR piece, they wanted to incorporate a larger swath, but the biggest, the most salient piece of information they took from that, or feedback I should say, was directly from this body, from this team, about it being, you know, more Cedar Rapids centric. So to your point, Kate, yeah, I was really thrilled with how they incorporated some iconic images of our city into their updated rendering that you see here.
Well, based on the relative quiet from the rest of the team, I think we're all super excited about moving forward. So
oh yes, for sure.
Onward.
Okay. Well,
Jesse, I don't have images of any of the.
I should have sent you the one that we just completed. That was my fault. I just
no worries.
Got the ball on that. I do want
to. Have something you'd like to screen share? I can give you screen sharing ability, but if not, no worries.
You know what? I've had computer issues all week, okay. So I don't want to screw things up. I can just kind of talk through it. But this next one that I'll bring up. You can go see it anytime now. It's been complete by a local artist by the name of Thomas Clark. And to give you a little backstory and context there, I was introduced to him through Councilwoman Ashley Van Orney. And in early fall of last year, we really, the downtown district wanted to do something that captured the time and the, you know, what everybody kind of went through last summer. Stemming from that awful incident in Minneapolis, but even more so locally on how the community reacted and how the protests led to some positive change. There was no violence, there was no property damage. And, you know, that meant a lot to a lot of people, especially seeing all the tragedy and tumult through last summer and going through a global pandemic and then get walloped by a once in a generation storm that most people had never heard of before. So Thomas Clark, and his partner, Chad from Waterloo, his last name escapes me at the moment, just completed what we call a community spirit mural, where it's got the city Cedar Rapids skyline in the middle and a brown hand and a white hand coming together to form a heart. And it says, "We are CR" right above it. And I just think the world of it. Thomas is a fantastic local artist. And we're really proud of it. It's on the Adcraft building on 3rd Street, right across from Veritas. And, you know, I love the spirit of it. And I appreciate how this community came together in just such a, you know, you kind of roll that up to, you know, you heard about the last time we had a pandemic was 100 years ago. The amount of social unrest that we saw last year probably hadn't been equal to 1968. And then you top that all off with a storm that literally impacted every inch of Linn County. That's what we wanted to do with this mural. And I think Thomas and his partner did a great job. And then two others I want to shine a light on. I don't have renderings for yet, on the Fixed Salon building in on the Kingston side of downtown, which actually faces Dash Coffee. Last year we did one with a Chicago artist on the Dash Coffee building that's called Sea to Sky. We're working with the ownership team and a local artist on a concept there that's still like TBD. But as soon as we get that kind of more formalized and we get a rendering or two, I'll certainly send it to Sylvia and Bill to share with this team. But look for that later this summer. And then another real big one that I don't know if will have the same impact as the Connect CR inspired mural, but the Old Rapids Reproduction Building on 2nd Avenue. If you drew a line at downtown, it's mostly, you know, logical and makes a, you know, 1st Avenue and 8th Avenue and 3rd Street West. But there's a little section on the east side, the northeast side of the district that kind of jets up by two blocks where you would think it would be the MedQ, but it's actually technically the downtown SMID. And that encompasses Midtown Station in the Old Rapids Reproduction Building. And a company from Hiawatha called Securion Financial has pumped $3 million into that property. They're not done yet. It already looks fantastic, and it's almost complete in terms of it, tuck pointing and what they've done on the inside and new windows. But anyway, it's the gateway. It's the entryway from downtown into the MedQ. And what downtown wants to do there, and we're working with them on finalizing this because they want to do a project there for sure. They want to do a mural and partner with us on it. Not necessarily sold on the concept that we're pushing, but we have a kind of a wrap up meeting next week to see where they landed. We want to do a tribute to healthcare workers in the time of Corona, you know, because you're going right into the MedQ right there. And as we all know, that our friends and family that worked in that particular industry, in that particular sector, these last 15 or 16 months were on the front line of something that I don't think anybody was alive to witness, the kind of scope that this thing, you know, impacted the entire world. So we just thought that, like, what a way to say thank you and to have a big, vibrant tribute to healthcare workers locally throughout this time. And again, I don't have a final rendering there yet. We're still finalizing the concept with the ownership team, but that's something that, you know, if it goes a different direction, we're still committed to working with them on a concept. But I know that the downtown commission and several stakeholders in downtown, it would mean a lot to them to just say, hey, wow, thanks for everything you did, frontline, all in. And something that would be an iconic image for not just downtown, but for the MedQ as well. So with those four, we really think that that would move the dial on a really great positive direction for downtown in terms of vibrancy and added art for our core district.
Jesse, if they didn't want to do the tribute to healthcare personnel, what were they wanting to do?
So, great question. Initially, it sounded like they were all in on it, and just a lot of stuff happened. And I think everybody's aware that, like, supply chains messed up right now and workforce challenges are through the roof. So the guy I was working with, you know, he's the owner and the, you know, CEO of the business. So he's keeping his business going. He's putting $3 million into this new property. He's moving his business from Hiawatha to downtown. He just had a million things going on, and he kind of handed it off to somebody that worked for him on the staff. And they kind of had a different idea of doing, like, a more of a old school heritage theme, like what that area was like 100 years ago. And I'm not saying that's a wrong move at all. It's just that when we picked that location, the idea was if you wanted to do a big, vibrant tribute to healthcare workers in downtown, like, that's, we looked at a couple different spots, but, like, if you were going to do it and really make an impact, it needs to be in that location. Again, at the end of the day, we want to do something that adds vibrancy and adds buzzworthiness, for lack of a better term, to downtown. So we're committed to working with them. Granted that you know, the commission wants to be in line with that, but what kind of long way to answer your question there? They were thinking, like, something like a tribute to what that area was like 50 or 100 years ago. I'm hopeful, I should say, that our follow up meeting next Wednesday with the ownership team. We'll get to that point where it's like, guys, you know, you're a financial services company. What better way to say, hey, we're down here and thank you for everything that you've done for us in our MedQ district.
Well, it isn't like they couldn't also do that idea someplace else.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah.
But way back when Murals and More first started, the concept of murals was to show both the past, present, and future. So so that if you can have something that hits what the present has been, which has been about the pandemic,
right?
I think that makes sense to what the direction you're going in.
Yeah, as soon as we get that firmed up and you know, we already had a couple, we kind of put the cart before the horse a little bit because I thought we were closer to, you know, having this locked in. So we already got a few responses from some local and regional artists that showcase what we were hoping to see, or at least a high level vision. But everything will come down to, you know, it's all about the owner and, you know, we're not going to push this down their throat and say, we're not going to draw a line in the sand that says we're doing this or nothing. But again, we're hopeful they kind of see it through our lens that, hey, not only is this a great addition for both districts, but I, you know, at least from my perspective, I think it would be great for their business.
Well, I think it's just amazing that we're getting someone from Hiawatha instead of going the other direction.
Yeah, we need more of that trend. That's for sure.
Thanks for sharing all those projects with us, Jesse. And yeah, once we have things more finalized and you have something to send along, I can share with this group or we can bring it back to the August meeting if that's a better time, either way.
You bet. I know as soon as I get a more firm details and especially with the, we call it the Securion building now, even though it's been called the Rapids Reproduction Building for decades. I'll definitely share that with you and Bill. And hopefully as soon as the August meeting, I'd be ready to share that and have a, you know, kind of a schedule in place for when that could be done. The other thing I should mention too, is they've taken advantage of our downtown facade improvement grant to uplight their entire building. So looking at the renderings of that, coupled with the notion that a big, you know, mural would go right there. Boy, I just think that would be maybe not as impactful as the ConnectCR one, but certainly right behind it. You know, another thing I'll do too, Sylvia, later today or tomorrow, that you can share with this group, that facade improvement grant had been used. It's been open or it's been in place since 2014, and it was utilized heavily for, you know, just at the actual facade improvements. Many of the properties in Kingston had utilized it over the years. The committee that makes those selections, they prioritized exterior lighting. And I'm sure a lot of you or all of you know that the technology with light fixtures and just that overall space has just increased significantly in recent years. And we've had three different buildings now use that program to help offset their costs. And I had a professional photographer come down last week, I believe, and snap some pictures of downtown at night. And it looks really neat, especially knowing that particular program, that joint venture between downtown and the cities, is being utilized in the way that it was envisioned.
Awesome. Yeah, that's great to hear. Well, thanks so much for taking time to.
You bet. Thank you for the invite. Like I said, I hope I have some good updates by next month or, you know, September at the latest.
Sounds good. You're always welcome to come back.
All righty. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
And then I just have a quick update to share on the next agenda item. So I brought this to this group previously, very briefly, that the city is working with the Advocates for Social Justice to install a mural that celebrates social and racial justice in our community. So I've been working with them on identifying a site, and this is what we've settled on. This is the parking ramp that is just east of the convention center. So here's the map, parking ramp is here, and then the mural will be focused on this kind of staircase tower portion, starting a couple levels up. So I'm working with them on funding call for artists, which I think for this one, we're going to approach by doing kind of a call for qualifications first. So ask that people send us their previous work, their resume, their bio, and then out of those, pick a top few candidates to ask for a full-fledged proposal. Just to, you know, be a bit more cognizant of the time that artists put into putting together a proposal. So yeah, I'm working through that process, but just wanted to keep this group updated on that. And then for the selection of the artist and the concept on this one, it will be, because this is city property, it'll of course go through this commission, but we're also working to involve representatives from advocates from social justice heavily in making that decision as well. So it'll be kind of a partnership between the two groups.
And the theme is social justice.
Yes, they're being pretty in the proposal language, pretty open-ended, other than they want something that celebrates racial and social justice. So that's a pretty broad topic that could go towards a lot of different imagery. So I'll be interested to see what we get on that.
So Sylvia, what are you imagining as a process for, I mean, will we review these in a parallel fashion? Will we be inviting representatives from ASJ to come to a meeting so we can look at these together? Did you have any thoughts about that?
So what I was envisioning was more so for both steps of the process that both groups would be involved. So we get qualifications from as many artists as submit them, and then either this group or a representative or two from this group, along with advocates for social justice, review those artists' qualifications and discuss who they'd like to have submit a proposal for the mural. And then similar process, I'm kind of envisioning, you know, we ask a top three artists or so for proposals, three or four, you know, just a small handful. And then similar process once we get those proposals. So what that may be is sharing those concepts with both the VAC and the Advocates for Social Justice ahead of the meeting to give everyone a chance to review, and then bring both groups together at a VAC meeting to discuss. That's the way I was envisioning it. Another option would be to do a Visual Arts Commission subcommittee that would meet with Advocates for Social Justice. And I think either of those approaches could work.
Would it be helpful if anyone who submitted their qualifications, we just all reviewed them at home and scored them and through the VAC just to say, and then get, you know, everybody could score initially rather than a subcommittee?
I think that would be helpful. Yeah, it helps give us kind of a quick ranking without having to talk through each artist one by one. I think that's a good way to approach it.
I think that's a good suggestion too, Lynn, because then it does save us from having to discuss those people at the bottom of the spectrum that we can, if we all agree that they're not really people we're interested in.
Plus, it's nice to have everybody's input on the VAC rather than just two or three.
I think it's a good idea to do it so we're all at home individually looking at our computers.
Yeah.
And taking our own time actually, at least initially, in this first step of the process, not being influenced by what anybody else is saying.
Exactly.
Especially if somebody's like really gung-ho on something, or somebody's really, you know, thumbs down on something that you think is worth considering still. You don't have to deal with that stuff. You just use your own judgment and your own eye to sort of weed things out and pick some, and then discuss it in the next step. I think that's, I like that idea at all.
I think that's a good approach as well. I would say on the ambitious timeline, you might see this come a call for, I guess, artist qualifications very soon here and potentially getting those qualifications by the August meeting. Probably more likely is that we would get those by the September meeting and then concepts by the October meeting. The goal is initially to get this mural painted by the end of summer 2021. But as this summer goes by, that's seeming to be a tight timeline. So
yeah, kind of tight.
Are we putting this, is this more for local artists or are you opening it up where?
I would say regional. You know, it's probably not going to attract an international artist or someone nationally known, but because of the scale of it, we definitely want someone who's experienced doing something large scale, using a lift, all of that. So I think we'd want to be, you know.
That's going to be a really large project.
Yeah.
Large project. What's the budget?
We're looking at around 30,000.
Do you really think they'll be able to get that done by the end of summer?
Next
summer. I think at this point, it's looking like probably not. So it will probably be spring of 2021 or 2022.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It already is 2021 somehow. So that's really all I have on this one. Just wanted to keep you posted. And I believe that is our last agenda item. Does anyone have any member updates or announcements?
I have a question, Sylvia. How are the two murals that were that we voted on, I think in April, March or April. How are those coming? Are they finished or?
Neither have started yet. They've both, the Parks Department has prepped the walls for them. The one on the 8th Avenue Bridge, the artist would like to start as soon as she can. She's basically waiting on the first half of the payment to come through to buy materials. So that's just kind of a finance processing thing. So hopefully she's able to start within the next couple weeks here. The one on the 12th Avenue Bridge by the African American Museum, the artist has been having some health issues, needs to have some surgery. He's still interested in the project, but that's just going to push it back a little bit. So he's keeping me posted on when he gets all that scheduled, how his recovery is going, but he's still optimistic that he'll be able to do it by the end of the summer.
Okay, good. Because I know they've got a GoFundMe fund for him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen that.
Yeah, I'm aware of his condition.
Okay.
And I'll announce that I have two pieces in the Dubuque Biennial show that's up until the end of October. And it's a very interesting show because the curator or the jurist picked things that kind of resonated with the whole pandemic and what the materials people use. So it's a different biennial than I've ever seen, but there are some fascinating pieces in it.
So congratulations.
Congratulations. I'll have to check it out.
And where is it?
Dubuque.
Dubuque.
Art Museum.
Okay.
I have one other announcement. Starting next month, our meetings should be going to back in person over at City Hall. I'm going to try to keep a virtual option so that if someone is between meetings or, you know, just not feeling 100% but would still like to Zoom in, we'll still have that option. Or for our guests who might have kind of a quicker item, don't necessarily want to come all the way down to City Hall to talk to us for 10 minutes. We'll try to still keep it as an option, but we will be back in person in City Hall. So just a heads up.
August 12th, right?
August 12th. Yep, that'll be our August 12th meeting. And I'll keep you posted on the exact location. I may switch it from that basement conference room that we used to do to the one that I'm in right now, which is the one that's on the second floor in the planning department, just because we have Zoom equipment set up in here. I'll keep you posted. I'm not sure exactly what room we'll use yet.
I have one announcement. I noticed the other day when I was out by Kirkwood, the electrical box that the students painted, that's on the prairie.
Yes.
Looked at and all loved. It's adorable. It's so delightful. It's so well done. So if you happen to drive by there, make sure that you notice it.
How about taking a picture and sending it to us?
Oh, I can do that because I'm doing physical therapy so that I can keep my old body every day. So, and my physical therapist is right out there. So next time I'll pull over and take some.
Okay, that'd be great.
Because like I said, it's adorable. They did a really great job. So
yeah, it turned out great.
Yeah.
That reminds me, did that young girl that applied to do the mural, did the woman that got the mural, is she allowing the young, like was a 13-year-old, to help with that?
Yeah, I'm going to connect them when she starts painting, and they're both very excited about it. So,
oh, great. That was a good move.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else for the cause, folks? I sort of can't believe that we might be done early once. This does not. It must be Julie's presence that's given us some sort of magical thing going on here.
Well, we did have a canceled item, so that maybe contributed.
Well, if there's nothing else, I think we can go ahead and adjourn. So thank you, everybody. And I'll see you in August, or we'll see each other in August.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.